Thanksgiving is still nearly a week away, but this Monday is the 25th, marking a month until Christmas Day. Even if you could avoid advertisements and store displays, you can't avoid the oncoming season. By now, the people who work to make the holidays better for needy families are well into their seasonal cycles. So today we want to get an overview, a broad one, of what seasonal services exist in our region. And in addition to our guest, we do invite you to join and tell us about Christmas charities in your community. Again, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782 in the Rogue Valley. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. And our guest is Becky Snyder, who is the director of Rogue Valley Manor Community Services, but that is a United Way member group, and we're speaking to her as a member of United Way. Becky, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
You bet. Good morning.
Good morning. There are so many organizations, media outlets, schools, you name it, seeking help for needy families during the holidays. First of all, how would you recommend people sort them all out?
It's a hard one to do. You know, the local paper, local media, during this time always has, you know, they run articles in the paper. There are things on the news stations, you know, radio stations, telling of the need. And it's going to be, you know, people will have a particular interest, you know, whether that be small children or helping homeless teens, to the senior population, you know, wherever your niche is, you can help.
So there basically are services for pretty much every segment of society that needs it.
Twinkle to wrinkle.
Is that the expression, really?
Yeah.
That's great, twinkle to wrinkle. So just within United Way of Jackson County, for example, I mean, how many different organizations can you think off the top of your head that offer seasonal assistance?
Well, I have a list of them in front of me that yesterday I was racking my brain, and many of them are United Way-funded partners. You know, United Way has 55 programs, funded partners in the area. Yeah, and so if you do want specific information on any of those, you can call the United Way office and get them. But do you want me to kind of run through what I came up with?
Yeah, skip through some of those, please.
Okay, great. CASA. Which is the court-appointed special advocates for children that are going through the court system. CASA has giving trees this year where you can go take a name, buy a gift for that child, and return it. Hearts with a Mission, homeless teens, that it's residential living for these homeless teens. Also for homeless teens is the Maslow Project. That's where they can go and they can get clothing and items and help with services. One that came up yesterday, someone sent me a message, OnTrack has residential living for parents that are going through addiction and alcohol recovery treatment, and they live in these homes with their kids, and they have the dad's home, they have the mom's home, and on Thursday, December 19th, they're having a party for those parents and for the children, and they really need things. There's about 100 parents and 150 children that are going to participate in that. You can always call the Salvation Army, St. Vincent de Paul. They have, you know, programs at Christmas time to help families. An interesting one to me is the Teresa McCormick Employee Assistance Center. That's at Harry and David, and they help all sorts of employees. And right now they have 70 families on a waiting list that need some special help around the holidays.
So that's not assisting the employees of Harry and David, but it's the employees are assisting people out in the community?
It's both.
Oh, okay.
It's both. It's a great place, Jeff. You should really go over there. It's just it's a wonderful hub, you know, of activity where they're helping folks however they can. Community Health Center up in Butte Falls and Prospect, they need gifts, books, food, and Kids Unlimited. They're getting a jump on the holiday season, and they have a Thanksgiving dinner planned for people from the community that really have nowhere else to go, or families with young children. They're finding a little bit of a tight budget now, and that's going to be on Thursday at 2 o'clock. So there's my list.
All right, quite a list. And obviously, though, particularly when you started talking about the Butte Falls and Prospect and some of the smaller communities
right.
way up in the hills there, it sounds like you can really find a program that can be as broad across the entire county or as narrow just in your little town as you want it to be.
Exactly. You know, and up in that area, too, Shady Cove has a community center. And I'm sure if people live in that area, they can call the Upper Road Community Center, and they probably have some special things going on up there, too.
We're talking to Becky Snyder here on the Jefferson Exchange. She is with the Rogue Valley Manor Community Services as director. That's a United Way member group. We're talking about all the various programs, Christmas charities that abound in the Rogue Valley, not just to keep the focus on that, but also to prime the pump, in a sense, for discussions about Christmas charities where you live. What are the organizations you give to at holiday time or volunteer for or in other ways make yourself available to at holiday time? Tell us about the programs you value in your community, no matter how far flung it is across the state of Jefferson. 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. How much of the work of any of these assistance groups goes into just the holiday season? I mean, obviously there's need the other 11 months of the year.
A lot. I think a case in point is St. Vincent de Paul. I was out there we have volunteers placed out there, and we call it a site visit, just to, you know, kind of go out and get a feel for what they were doing. And they took me into this small building, and it was lined with shelves with toys. And they work on it all year round. You know, they gather these toys that, you know, need maybe a little loving care to bring them back, to have a little sparkle and shine to them. And they have these shelves lined with them, and parents literally could just walk in there and do the shopping, you know, for their children, getting the donations of these used toys. That's an ongoing, you know, throughout the year process. Some of these, you know, where maybe there's special need for food, like the Salvation Army does the food baskets for families during the holiday seasons. You know, that's going to be a little bit more in a specific time frame.
And when did you begin to notice things starting to show up on shelves at places like St. Vincent de Paul? I'm just curious to know how, I mean, you mentioned it as a year-round effort, but I'm just curious to know when things really begin gearing up. It would seem to me if you're trying to deliver things by the middle of December, you'd certainly have to get cranking pretty early in the fall.
I would think so. Most of these organizations, you know, if they do it on an annual basis, they know their timeline. They know when they need to jump on it. But I would have to think it would be late summer, early fall at the very latest. They're big projects. A lot of people out there that need a little helping hand right now.
Any numbers on approximately how many, just say, in Jackson County alone?
No, I'm sorry, Jeff, I don't have that.
Okay. But the greatest needs are generally going to be food and obviously Christmas toys for kids. But say, for example, you wanted to help people with home heating costs in the cold months. I mean, what are potential venues for that?
I would get a hold of Access because they do have a heating assistance program. And I know that that program is, you know, basically sponsored by federal, state dollars, but they can always take additional help because I believe that those funds probably run out every year. And especially on a morning like this, I'm looking out and it's all white. It's not snow, but it's sure cold out there with all that frost. You know, you don't want to be left without heat on a morning like this. And this is just the beginning of it, you know. So things like that really continue through the season, not just during the holidays, but there's going to be need January, February, March on.
Good point. Obviously, it goes on far beyond Christmas itself. Mm-hmm. So, Becky Snyder, I mean, when you were talking about contacting Access, so you're obviously aware of what goes on at other agencies. I mean, how often, I mean, outside of United Way, is there an even larger cluster of groups that ever get together and talk about the areas they serve and how they can not overlap one another's services?
There is a group called Jackson County Community Services Consortium, and they meet on a monthly basis, and it's people from different human service agencies that come together. They have a set program. It might be something that's going to benefit all of the agencies, or it might be one of the agencies just presenting on the specific services that they provide. So it's a really great networking. I think that the agencies here do a really fantastic job of coming together and collaborating and making sure that they're not duplicating. So the limited resources that, you know, are to be had are stretched to the very limit. I've been doing this for 21 years, and I'm constantly amazed at how creative these agencies are to really stretch those dollars and serve people.
And it sounds like they do know each other well enough that if one is just a little short, they can say to the other one, hey, we can't quite fill this gap. Can you handle this?
Exactly. Exactly.
Becky Snyder is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about human services and more specifically Christmas charities with a focus on the Rogue Valley because that's the area Becky knows. She is the director of Rogue Valley Manor Community Services, which is a United Way member group. And we're looking for your phone calls and emails. Tell us about Christmas charities, community services going on in the winter in your town. This is your chance to get a little publicity for something that you hold near and dear to your heart. Join us at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the state of Jefferson. Our Rogue Valley local number is 541-552-6782, and our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Any indication thus far from the agencies you're aware of how donations are doing? I know it's very early in the season. It's not even to Thanksgiving yet. However, Thanksgiving is on the latest date it could actually still be and be in November. So I wonder if that's going to put the agencies a little flat-footed in trying to get a good head start for Christmas.
Well, I know it has with me personally, you know, having this late start. It's like, not an indication. Well, I guess maybe one of the indications when we put this out to agencies yesterday that there would be the opportunity to share their need this morning, responses came in immediately. You know, so that told me right there that, you know, they really need some help in making this happen.
Now, it's interesting because this is in a week, too, when we're getting reports that the economy seems to be picking up speed just a little bit. The Oregon unemployment rate dropped to its lowest rate since before the recession. So there are some indications that things are going relatively well. It seems like there would probably be the standard imbalance, though, where people do give when they can and then receive mm-hmm. when they can't. Mm-hmm. But obviously your donations are going to drop for any of these relief groups at the very time when the demand for the services is the greatest.
Hopefully we don't see too much of that, you know, and hopefully that holiday spirit comes in and takes over. And I know that I am one, I cannot walk by one of those Salvation Army buckets without putting something in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just doesn't work. So, yeah, hopefully the spirit will come. And also, you know, just to be on the dollar side of things, it is towards the end of the year, and if people still need a little help on those tax deductions, this is a great way to do it and help people at the same time.
How much do you have to quantify for tax deduction purposes? I mean, you have to write down a little slip of paper every time you drop a couple of quarters into the Salvation Army bucket?
Yeah, I don't quantify, but, you know, the larger gifts, if I'm going to, say, go to the CASA Giving Tree and select a couple of children's names, you can certainly keep that sales receipt. That, you know, that could come off your taxes right there.
In addition to individual donations, Becky, then, do relief agencies in Jackson County get any help from government, local, state, federal, whatever? Any grants that they're using to help make their programs go a little further?
I'm sure. I mean, we all, you know, we kind of live and die by the grants, it seems like. So there's grants that really help all year round. This is more of a, you know, something that's very specific and, you know, has a small time frame. And so those grants might not be helping quite as much in that area. And that's why we hear the pleas from the agencies at this time of the year that they really need help to, say, bring a smile to a child's face on Christmas morning.
When you put the call out yesterday, did agencies mention anything in the way of needing volunteers? I mean, by this point, are they pretty well set, or could they still use a few hands here and there?
I am sure they can all use volunteers, you know, whether it be sort of putting together food baskets or helping cook a meal down at Kids Unlimited. I'm sure that, you know, volunteers, well, Jeff, you know my feeling. Volunteering is one of the greatest gifts that you can ever give. And it's also one of the greatest gifts that you're ever going to get back. So I would encourage people to contact these agencies that are trying to help families and children during the holidays and see what help they need.
All right, so everything from toys to canned goods to actually volunteering time. But is it safe to assume that for the purposes of any charity, Christmas or otherwise, that money is the thing that is the most flexible and can be done the most with?
And it's the easiest.
Right.
You know, it is the easiest.
All right. And Becky Snyder, I mean, I have seen some Christmas charities that seem come and go over the years. You know, some will pop up here and there, and then you won't see them again after a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed much ebb and flow, particularly through the recession?
Well, the recession's been hard on all the agencies. You know, it really has been tough. But the ones that I mentioned, those are the ones that are going to be there year after year after year after year. And so, yes, some have come and gone, and it might have been a need that was there at the time that, you know, we don't have right now. But, you know, if you want to look for your tried and true, these are the ones to go to.
Okay, I was writing down as we went along the CASA Giving Tree Program, Hearts with a Mission, the Maslow Project, On Track, Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul. Almost went without saying, but we said it anyway. Kids Unlimited working on its program. And what was the program in Harry and David, the employees?
The Teresa McCormick Employee Assistance Center. They call it TMAC.
TMAC, okay.
Yeah, Teresa McCormick was an employee at Harry and David that had a huge heart and felt that people that were in need, you take care of them, and she unfortunately passed from cancer, I believe. And the TMAC Assistance Center that was built around her spirit.
What would you recommend in guidelines for people trying to choose a place that gets their donation?
First of all, I would look for, you know, where does your heart go? Does it go to the small children? Does it go to seniors? Where your heart is, that's where I would go. Check them out. Make sure they're bona fide. The ones I've mentioned, you would have no problem with that whatsoever.
All right. Thanks for the perusal of community services available in Jackson County during the Christmas season. Becky Snyder is the director of Rogue Valley Manor Community Services, a United Way member group, and a longtime friend. Becky, thanks for joining me.
You bet. Thank you.
Good to have you. This is the Jefferson Exchange. Hour number two coming up. We'll talk to Angelica Houston, the first of two memoirs, is now out on the bookshelves, A Story Lately Told. We'll talk to Angelica Houston after the news.